launching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
According to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Chovesa, hallelujah, Randin Taltalangase El Noah, and Taltalangase Tucana and Antinena, and Taltalvika in Hawaii, Don Bulaminaka and Sigaminakanikoa. We can analyze in the war to my Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Sabanola, Baron to my America, come to my Seattle, come to Kedanangwa. Tony Niviti, ibni do sar sar tumai, serevi ke matawale antikara, do mulu naga ortonongone, and siga binaga nikua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tal gasi na itini gerandini ke mdonongone, do mulu binaga, my siero. Hallelujah. Okira ni kenda sabi akamataga tuga, may lagi kira, mawi ke ni matau, ni mulu binaga, and siga binaga nikua. Vikenda na waro tuga iviti, login tumai ni sanga ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head, and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of Our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gosilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigmina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like what I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Rogers' daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Gasilebe has mentioned today, welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Avusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodist, this is a moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion, and I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I received are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination, but they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary, because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Mm. Worries is their partner for life. Mm. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the secular world. Good pay. But we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle, or the kingdom, the end time financial, or the against all odds, we are just trying, we want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying. Turo ka sindulu kana na lobster na superway. Imela ko na bakalaba ni ko sa overflow. Emeni. Emeni. Because when you trust in God, hallelujah, he knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and you that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you could take a second question. Okay, to no more back as some Coloma Langatak. Nakaka no mini no Mokavati, Lalan Bekana Tanga the flower, Elalan Oi Wai, Elalan the freezer, Esanakai to Ivali Kokila, Nanamurai, Esanin Donakai to Kika, Wakakome Loma Langatak, another one Rodikiton and Dona Mazawa. When a Vika was sent to Kubikan the Gasil and Matakan Singaniko, and the Satoromea and the Kai Sangavikan, the Samai Bakana Noma. Sakota na nomu wakasa ma ikota na nomu kokowa ikota na nomu ndu ndui mbaletiko kila ni sindo na kaitiko ina ndina ni wasikilo wa kachiko bi kenda runiko menda ruka ko ni ndu ngonga wana kamenda ruka ni nsingi mataka iko nda bitiko ni kwa ndi mataka na geza ka ka taki kwa iko bamba uta na nomu kalawe kalau ni kwa kalau ni mataka kalau ni bi msinga kede ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of his words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. My understanding will tell me, no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, to kabirto na makumbungo. Don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for him to go. Why? So he can allow his Holy Spirit to be yours and ours, to be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Program Nation Against All Odds Economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Nanondaru Kingdom Economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Oko gana sekano milabo kwa bulina labo kwa bulina kakedna. Oh, hallelujah. Elebuna kaya lakutala la fiakchi ngayato mebibiko. Okoya. Ekom bula bula mebibiko. Bamba uti kwa manda. Bamba uti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lalilai. Kuni kundanda tubu. Emeli. Sabe kanda sabe kanda mata malumulu mutu haye sengi nito biko COVID yesen. Emeli. Wukibe kwa sabe kwa kwa sabe kuni kwa mata malumulu mutu kwa sengi nito biko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust him. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni saga na lava, kwela saga ni bitiko. Reba, vita leke saga na lava. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu saga na madaka na kiko kabi, amu kanga, iko set, I'm good. Kakua bakando ni baka baka me, yali na ilomu, ni yali na madaka na kisanga. Amen. Leba na daka na kiko, do not entertain the love of money. But the Kabi, you can love. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you.
Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. Abaul ini kita cuma nak kumpul kita tu nolong dengan orang ini devotion. Kita cuma berita. You look. When you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there, because rightfully it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. Tuta ka bako ko ko bako bota. Ka ko ni di goma na ka tuma tam. Ka be ko me zaka zaka ki ko. Na robo ba ti ni ka bi zaka ko. He called the dead to life. Your God yourself called the dead to life. You can dump it in the corner, Kalam Darugaraba, El Bosa, El Randori Nambula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You can dump it in the corner from this side right up to this side. Sini dobe kendangalala, wili kino kwe worshipin ngo. Emily, sini dobe kendangalala, tunan on the need, tunan on the nrendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana toa, call toa. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be ours. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today, because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous they live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't ungori alala tu na bausi yenanti nango. Aurawata na kake denga na bukui Kristo. And don't utigongori ni kusadi ngu mai na zagalaga yenanti nango. Au sala ngu mai merau na bula merau ngu galibusara. And don't utigongori alala tu na kubate yenanti nango.
Oh hallelujah.
And don't utigongori ni okoya okoliadi turanga ndowala tuawa. And don't utigwa yenanti nango nungu kalo elebu la kema biko na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't utigongori ni sala na kake. Yenandina ngo e multiply na flower bata kina waini. Endonu tiko na kako dhuruma. Yenandina ngo e mbula tiko na kalu.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God. Wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand, unwake leka na undurikina, keru watu na katiko na mbula, na kalu e rawata na kake denga.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
E kao Elijah vi kwana maramani sarifadi. Mesaga mai ndona keki. Tunoga sabosa na ndona iluku flower. Kino wai wai sabola ilai. Ya, wapi mai na kengu keki. Menanga inrolo tiko na wai wai. Kana nga isaga ni wapi raona flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni lele ile flower. Endonu tiko ngori sa lele ile wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wuti ni kaka na ndokania. Ya nandina ngo. My God is a prize of everything. My God continue. My God is a God of provision. And then go go chera na kalosa pagarotaka. Na panino tuti ko menyo mukilau etara na 200. Ngayote runa mula sa runa na expenses 35,000. And donuya $200 in our pocket. And donuya we start with $200. Yanandino go e pagote na kalosa 35,000. E come we are because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
Religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? Na religious go. Hey, hotel tala si niba kote. Na religious. How many? Obiya ba kote ma yese sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kuni ba ka too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oi ko mo ba kandi na takigo iko sa ko iko sarang ako tapito gori oi ko tinang gori tari ko to sa mo iko tinang gori so pa di ba kul kul tu ngani ko lo mai lotu sa nga mo iko mai kandi na mai kandi na mai na ga itu ko tembar na buno ni vila ligi na buno ni ga tema ya hemen kandi na mai iko mo kandi na mai kandi na mai ba kandi na takigo mai mal to ko na buni ndira ni ko ba kandi na takigo na kalongo na ndina ni beko
haleluya
hemen kuni baga tayle buta ki kerao kuni baga ta vare buta ki kerao va kandi na ta iko mondi na mai he mani sari bina gana tu
Hallelujah. Now, Numbers 23:19, it's a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Ooh. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything, remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word was God. The breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. The son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Amen. What you need, he knows. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But the government is our key about the Tunga Sanga, Kalakanikala, you could see in Wakia. O Congo, La Conga, no Lako, no Lane. Kuala Kabakadon. So you could take on the Kua, Kakua, Taliko, Wakia, Torikoi Matua, Torikonde, Malatako, and Nomi Nui Nui Bula. You know, your parents will fail you, school system will fail you, work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again on the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I cannot reverse it. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. Yes. From God. Amen. Hallelujah. Eba to ya nanon do bulo kenda. Yena kalongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Leba rada mena ni Methodist raka o leba nanon do tela sanga sanga ni tela leba ngani ni tubu kambuta. Amen. 11 kai zakatun lomani ministry go wili kina na voli ni TV station. Sanga ni tunela. Amen. So if you're one of them and you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. And he said, yes, what that has got to do with me. We heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the many you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter, or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that, somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is $50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatinevalo was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had $30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Easter, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You've seen with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Amen. So believe in this God and trust in this God. Because he's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you. To bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, a lot of things you have a mouthful to say, close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. But I'm saying on a condition, a cadavic and a kalo. Now, we were taking me, Coronia Masu, Lawyer, Kakadiko the Cab, but Kikoka Kasa with his son, the Kakadiko the Kabachi, cancel the Chicken and no blessing. We can start a request somewhere, Kamequa, Sibirochina Lol, Sabaka,
Sarong to weekend and I was in Nicolo and Sienikua, Sangiwato weekend and London Ding Ding. Kabi kendere voltambu ko sarongo da nungu bosa kada kabu kende ndona ka satu matavuku satu to bate kendo satara normale en andel ni vatu e ke bagai ndo sarongo da nungu bosa kasi da kabu kende ndona ka satu matalilia satu to bate ndona tama satara normale en del ninuku ni na tauna uda do gonen do mbui na liona dangi na tamba kana vale goa ia en ambale sakale una non ambale sabi mbuli en ni bikenda turangel mara mazorbo kino ni lewa en abuno limu go New Zealand na bosa nikalu en da sarongo da Nanu matikunga tuwa garo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara binonda mula ena singa bina kanyukua ngingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tukuni watitoka waridake wakalunga teki kandena turanga ena singa bina kanyukua Amen.